This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, raise a paw if you agree. Dogs do a body and mind a lot of good. And on our show today, we are spotlighting one great dog and a pretty cool best person of his. Together, they were just crowned 2025 Pet Partners Pet of the Year. Give paws and applause to Katie Ray, her golden retriever, River, and from Pet Partners, Aaron Manley. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know who's wearing the biggest grin. Hey, Pet Pals, we're going to dive into what it is to be a therapy dog, what it is to win the big crown, and a lot more, but we got to take this quick break. So you know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I gotta tell you, I have a real soft spot in my heart for therapy pets. And I am so delighted on our show today. We have a top dog in the world of therapy pets. Let me just back up the bus a little bit, pull back the leash a little bit. But on our show today, from Connecticut, we have Katie Ray and her golden retriever, River. And then joining us with her is from Pet Partners, a nonprofit group that is amazing, we're going to learn about. And that is Aaron Manley. Whew, I got all the people and pets. Four and two-leggers are counted for, right, ladies and gent?
Yes.
So you know what I might want to do? I want Aaron to pop in first because people are as curious as a cat to say, what is Pet Partners? Is that a dance group? What's going on?
Pet Partners is an amazing organization founded in 1977. So we've been around a long time and we bring the joy of therapy animals into hospitals, assisted living facilities, schools, you name it. We license therapy dogs, cats, llamas, alpacas. We have 9 species. And we're all about just sharing the power of the human-animal bond and improving human health. So a great organization. And we feel truly special to have Katie and River on board and as our 2025 Pet of the Year.
And just because we're going to say it more than once, how do people find out more about Pet Partners, Aaron?
Absolutely. So I would start on our website, petpartners.org. We've got so many resources there about the organization and also how you can get involved, how you can become a team with your pet, and just on a variety of other things. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of those.
That sounds good. Now, waiting in the wings, or maybe in her kitchen or dining room, I don't know, Oh, family. Okay. Hailing from, please name the hard to pronounce city in Connecticut.
Rowayton.
Rowayton. We have Katie Ray and her golden retriever, River. Katie, first of all, big woofs to you and River getting named the 2025 Pet Partners Pet of the Year. You had a lot of competition, but it's really not competition when all of you have that same drive, and that is to bring joy to all kinds of people, right?
Absolutely. We say everybody's a winner. We just may have raised the highest amount, but every participant is a winner in our eyes. That's for sure.
So talk to me a little bit about this whole event, because there might be people that are like, what? Therapy pets? And you got llamas in this group too? Tell us about what got you involved years ago in wanting to volunteer to team up with a dog to be a certified therapy team. I know you had a previous dog, Indy, is that correct?
Indy. That's right.
I did my homework, girl.
You did. You did. After I retired in, who's counting, 2016.
What were you retired from?
I was in learning and development at a bank.
Okay.
But this is much more fun.
Well, I kind of like withdrawals that I don't have to worry about, but yeah.
So yes, we had Indy, who was River's uncle. So River is his nephew. And I did a lot of volunteering with my church as a, I would say, a caring parish visitor. And so saw firsthand sort of the need in whether it was schools or a homebound or senior living place, other, you know, therapy dogs. And River and Indy both had sort of that demeanor of just calmness and, you know, the smiling, especially River. He's a leaner, leans into people that we visit.
Can we get a little view of River? So River, everybody who's tuning into our show, he's got what? A beautiful blue bandana on?
Bandana that says Pet Partners and it says River.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
River's about 3.5.
Okay.
And he hails from Montana. There is a wonderful breeder, Lori Kammerman, and she and her husband run a dairy farm and raise golden retrievers.
So what is it about the breed that you dig? Do you like to vacuum, Katie? Do you like to brush?
Well, everything says we have similar colored hair. Oh, no, they just have a wonderful smile. They love on people. I'm just looking at him right now. River's just, he's a sweetheart.
We need more Rivers, don't we?
We do. And they're friendly. They like people. They like other dogs. People aren't scared of golden retrievers.
No. You
know, they really aren't.
No, I think that's a good thing. I do want to get back to Aaron, too, because Pet Partners, as you mentioned, what it's all about, you said there are 9 species. Who won the big award last year? That might surprise people, unless they tune in to Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio.
Last year, we had Darby, the miniature horse, win Pet of the Year, and he and his handler, Lynn, are in Hawaii. A really awesome win for the whole state, really.
But that shows the diversity that your group has, right?
Absolutely.
Is there some qualities? We know that River's a sweetie pie, but what are you looking for in personality traits to make a good therapy pet, not just a therapy dog? I have a therapy cat, Casey, shout out, and Kona, shout out, my terrier mix. I've had a total of 5 therapy pets in the last 15 years. I know the magic that they do, but help our people out that are maybe thinking about getting involved with Pet Partners.
Absolutely. So Katie touched on so many, but overall a good temperament, animals that are calm, affectionate, friendly, a lot of those golden retriever traits, you know, intelligent.
And it sounds like you're looking for a good spouse too, man. These are qualities you want in a good spouse.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things too, Aaron, I'm also one of the evaluators in Fairfield County. And one of the hardest parts of passing the registration is walking your dog past another dog. And so your dog has to, they can look, but they can't cross in front of you or behind you to get to that other dog. So one of the qualities really is you two, meaning the handler and the dog or the other, you know, a cat, really being in tune to one another. And the handler really has to be the advocate for their animal.
Now, I understand because I've taken my dogs to some doggy obedience, canine good citizen. And since you are an evaluator, Katie, it seems like that might be good things to do before you put your application in to Pet Partners.
Absolutely. A lot of people ask me, well, you know, I'm interested. What should I do? And our local place here, I often recommend, is Doggone Smart. But wherever people are located, find a good place that they do, first of all, your basic obedience and kind of work your way up. The place here has a, you know, a therapy class, and
good.
With that therapy class. And oftentimes the class instructor will recommend volunteering at Pet Partners during an evaluation. And that's how also I got involved with Pet Partners. I had a couple friends who were involved with it. And so I just initially showed up once a month and helped with the role plays. And there you really get to see, you know, what bonding with your animal is all about. Or not.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny when my therapy cat, Casey, walks into a dog training facility, because I teach pet first aid, and he's on a harness or in a pet stroller, and I can say, Casey, up. He leaps onto the table. I say, Casey, sit. He sits, and he shakes paw with the nearest dog trainer. So I think our therapy pets can be full of good surprises.
Yes.
Right? So what is the magic? We know the sweetness of Mr. River. What is something that is magical that River does when he meets somebody?
He leans in.
Leans in.
He leads in. Of course, you know, I have him on my leash, and we'll walk up, and, you know, one person, two or three may, you know, come towards us. And he always finds the person, I think, that really needs that love for that moment. And he leans in, and they often will say, he's leaning in. What does that mean? And I typically will say, he's trusting you. And he's also leaving a little fur on your nice black pants for you to remember his visit.
Hey, everyone. We are speaking with Katie Ray, and she has her dog River. They are the Pet Partner of the Year for 2025 for Pet Partners Organization. And we're also speaking with Erin Manley. We're going to dive in a little bit more. We just got to take this break. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages. Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is John O'Hurley reminding you you're listening to the O Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am speaking with Katie Ray from Connecticut with her Golden Retriever River. They are the 2025 Pet Partners Pet of the Year team. And also here with us from Pet Partners is Erin Manley. I want to ask you, Erin, put this in perspective, because I know that this winning team raised how much money?
Over $14,000.
Wow. And there were a lot of different teams competing. I don't like that word, but kind of vying for the honors. Can you give us an idea of what kind of places they've came from?
All over. We had participants from over 34 different states,
nice.
Multiple countries. So a really diverse group in terms of location, but also species.
Really? So I think there was the thing that draws me. There were lots of dogs and there were some cats, but guinea pigs, a pig, and I don't know if they were competitive, but a mouse versus a domestic rat.
Help me. It was truly wonderful to see, just because obviously Pet of the Year, the goal is to raise funds for a therapy animal program. But I think it's also a really nice way to let people know that Pet Partners registers a variety of different species. It's not just dogs and cats and
yeah.
You know, the guinea pigs, the rabbits, they can make really meaningful visits too. So it was just great to see.
I like mice and rats. I mean, and they have to have nice temperaments. I don't know if they lean in like River does, but can you compare a difference between a therapy rat? What's a good place for a rat or a mouse or a guinea pig to hang out versus a beautiful golden retriever?
Absolutely. So Cosmo was our rat candidate.
Oh, she remembers the name, Cosmo.
He and his handler, Megan, they recently reevaluated, passed with flying colors. And she likes to take Cosmo to an assisted living facility.
Okay.
She brings him in a little basket and the residents will just pet Cosmo. And she says that oftentimes he will just fall asleep. So he does really well in quieter areas.
I like that. And for you, Katie, with River, tell us some places that you like to go with River to help him lean in and bring joy.
Let's see. One of the places is the Stanford Hospital, and it's part of the Stanford Health Systems. So they're in Stanford, Connecticut. A couple of the senior living facilities are Waveney Life Care Network in New Canaan and Darien Atria in Darien. We also go to several of the high schools during midterms, New Canaan.
When people are stressed out about final exams?
You got it.
Oh.
Greenwich, Westport. We also go to Sacred Heart University during exam time. And what we discover is that it's not just the students or just the patients or the residents. It's the staff as well that need to lean in, need the love.
Well, you know, we're human by nature and we have a range of emotions. And I think a great dog like River smells our emotional state. And that's why he's leaning in. But I know he can't give them the answers to the final exams. He's smart, but I know he can't. But what do you think he's specifically doing for people getting the jitters?
He's loving on them, giving them a little calmness, bringing a little joy. You know, kids will come up and I'll say, oh, you know, do you have a dog? And yes. So we engage in, you know, a little conversation. We also go to a special needs class at one of the schools.
Oh, nice.
So we have some one-on-one. You know, we visit the nurses. Also, you know, in the schools.
Yes, the staff needs help too, right?
The staff needs help. We've been called into some of the schools that have had tragedies over the last couple of years.
Okay.
So in that case, you know, River and myself and other pet partner teams will go in and visit.
Now, you got a brand new house, a world trip around the world, and a new car. Is that what you won?
I'm just teasing.
I haven't got those.
But I think, you know, it is an honor. And I mean, what did you think when your name was announced?
Well, I was very excited and very humbled for sure. And I, you know, I think people donate. Yes, a lot of people know that River and I are out there spreading the joy, but they see what River does. And whether it's just walking, you know, down the street, meeting, you know, neighbors, strangers. We often go into stores like J. McLaughlin, which is a women's men's clothing store.
Is he a clothes hound, River?
No, but I'm going to put a plug in for them and for Orvis, who love dogs. J. McLaughlin pairs up, I think, twice a month with nonprofits, and you come up with a day that you'll bring your dog in this case, River, and between 3 and 6, whatever is sold, 10% of those sales went to pet partners. So just shy of $1,000.
Wow.
Went to pet partners. I have to give them a plug.
No, they're doing some good, which makes me go to Aaron. Aaron, oh, what's this plug? What is that?
During the time we were there, they had a cookie made, the pet partners, River.
Oh my gosh.
It's sugar cookie.
That is adorable. So let me ask you, Aaron, this is a great example of a unique way to raise money for your nonprofit. Has there been some other pretty creative ways you want to share? Because people who may want to support pet partners may not have a dog or something, but they want to help. Can you share a few examples?
Yeah, absolutely, Arden. Or are you meaning specific to Pet of the Year, some things that we saw candidates do? So we had Coda, the lab, who placed second with his handler, Stacy. And they did Easter pet portraits, and the photographer they worked with decided to give a percentage of the proceeds to pet partners.
Nice.
People do revenue shares with restaurants, host happy hours.
No, those would be yappy hours.
Yes. Yeah, we had lots of candidates be successful through that too. So it was great. Raffles, just a variety of different things.
If you could have one trait that River has, what would it be, Katie, and why? Please don't say leaning in.
As I lean forward to the screen,
I think his easygoingness, his constant smile, and just the joy he brings. I told this to Aaron earlier. I'm always looking for hearts. People send me, text me, email me hearts. And I think we may have talked about it with you. River has a black mark on his tongue, and everybody says it looks like either an upside down heart or an upside down teardrop. So I love to say that, you know, it's an upside down heart.
And, yeah. Are you going to get a tattoo like that? We'll just leave it on his tongue, right?
Right.
No, I love it. And, you know, they're beaming. They're smiling. This is what therapy pets do. They get us out of a hurt situation or a stress situation. If you could come back, Aaron, as a therapy pet, what species would it be and why? Please don't say rat.
I think I would just have to go with dog. I have a dog at home and, you know, she brings me so much joy. So I think I would go with the canine.
And why? What is it about the dog?
Yeah, I just think when you think of therapy pet, I think a lot of folks, their mind goes straight to dog. And I think, you know, it's a lot easier maybe to get into facilities just because it's more well-known. And I would want to obviously visit as many places as possible.
Oh, my gosh. What is something, parting message, Katie, you can give to people? And I know you enjoy doing this. You're not in retirement. You refired in a good way with your dog, River. But anything you want to, as a parting message you'd like to share with? We have several people tuning in. More than a dozen. Just kidding. You're on the longest running pet podcast on the planet. Go.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention, that April 30th is the National Animal Therapy Day. And that really is the celebration of, as Aaron mentioned, you know, 9 different therapy animals, but just raising awareness for therapy animals, dedicating to and honoring the animals and their handlers, and just, again, raising awareness. Many of the towns are local. Row 8 is part of Norwalk, and officially they have agreed to doing a proclamation that Animal Therapy Day, National Animal Therapy Day exists.
So it's usually every April 30th?
Yes. So that just, you know, an awareness on that. And just when you see a dog, see another animal, see a guinea pig, see the domestic rats, go up to it, ask if you can pet them, and just enjoy, you know, that human-animal bond contact.
I love it. Aaron, I don't know what you were doing prior to being part of the Pet Partners team. Brain surgeon, cosmetologist, I'm just taking stabs. What lured, attracted, motivated you to be part of the Pet Partners team?
Oh, yes. I was previously working in special events and before that, the nonprofit world. And I just found this dream job at Pet Partners where I could mesh the two together, saw the mission and knew, you know, if I got the opportunity to be a part of an organization like Pet Partners, I had to jump on it. And it's been so rewarding to work with people like Katie, Arden, to be on a pet podcast. Like, this is, I'm living my dream. It's amazing.
Would River have any final thoughts? Woof, woof, River.
River. Besides the treats I'm giving him?
Yes.
River, show that smile.
There it is. I got the smile. I got the move over Brad Pitt. I'm River with a woof. Hey, everybody, please go to petpartners.org. Learn a lot of things about the great work that teams like Katie and River do. You can help in many, many ways. And it's a good thing. It makes sure it does a body and a mind good. At this time, I also want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest, longest running pet podcast on the planet. And I did not pop a pee. Please check out the other shows on Pet Life Radio. Join my YouTube, dang it. It's all good stuff. About 900 videos so far and counting. All things good about pets and people. And please consider taking a pet first aid class. I am a master instructor. I do it with a therapy dog, Kona, and a therapy cat, Casey. And I want to tell you, we have a little fun while we're learning. So go to Pet First Aid for you. Until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just 2 words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.